It's okay, guys. John here. The biggest shift in the U.S. job market is in front of us right now.
Some of America's biggest companies are cutting jobs again. And this time, the numbers are hard to ignore.
Last month marked the worst January for job layoffs since 2009. We thought that there were 584,000 jobs created in 2025. The government has revised those figures. This number is now 181,000 jobs created last year. That is the weakest year for jobs since at least 2003.
36 million is the number. That's the number of people that have looked at this article about what's happening in the economy and what's happening to the job market. For context, that's a third of all viewers of the Super Bowl have looked at this article. And this article talks about, you know, the big shift unfolding in AI, everything that's going to unfold over the next 2-3 years and what people can do about it.
Let's talk about AI.
AI is a big deal. AI is going to be maybe the biggest thing, bigger than the internet, bigger than anything else.
Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says artificial intelligence will lead to a reduction of its corporate workforce eventually.
Now, people see these articles and, you know, they'll forget about it in 5-10 minutes. But what's fascinating is just how quickly this is moving. Now, I produced this video, for example, on YouTube. This was 4 months ago, and I was talking about why millions of people are going to lose their homes. And I saw this on TikTok. This content creator took the same exact video and produced it better, with a better background, just an overall better experience. And I was looking at this, and I'm like, huh, I sent this to a team member, and I'm like, look at this. Like, this is a great background. This is good, maybe we can learn from this. And I'm driving as I'm listening to this. I don't realize until about 10 minutes in into part two that this isn't even real. This person doesn't exist. This is AI. Listen to this.
Voices, but because they believe the lie everyone's been selling for the last 4 years. Right now, as I'm talking to you, there's a 12 trillion time bomb sitting in the American housing market. And the fuse, it's already burning. Here's the number that should terrify you, 67%. That's how much of the average American's net worth is locked inside their home.
How crazy is that? But this is far beyond just a content creator, you know, potentially, you know, coming out that's not real.
The perception of what is real and what is virtual reality is shifting.
Artificial intelligence influencers are a growing industry, with some AI models gaining hundreds of thousands of followers and getting increasingly lucrative sponsorship deals.
Think about it if you're a business owner and you want to run ads for your business. And let's say, for example, you want to pick one influencer, one celebrity, one athlete, one musician to run an ad. That athlete or musician would generally only hit their core target market. Think of Taylor Swift or Kim Kardashian or Tom Brady. They have their super fans that will likely buy, and then everyone else, you know, won't. But imagine if you're a business, and your business, you're selling, you could sell socks or shoes, whatever it may be. But if the advertiser no longer is Tom Brady or one of these celebrities, but instead you have 1,000 advertisers, and they're all AI, and they're all just like the person that you're trying to sell to. They could be a 18-year-old skateboarder, and you have an AI, you know, Facebook, Instagram, they know who you are, what you like, who you're friends with, and they're able to build an AI to sell you those shoes, and you're gonna buy it from someone that's like you, right? That looks like you, talks like you. And they're able to do this across everything. And they're able to do it for pennies. Imagine what this is going to do in advertising, in film, what this is going to do just across the board. But that's only a tiny drop in the bucket as to what's coming with AI and these permanent job losses. Before I jump into this, please hit the like button. When you do, YouTube will share the content, educate more people about what's really going on. Take a look at this. So it's fascinating how quickly this is coming. This video, for example, my video got 114,000 views 4 months ago. AI's video got 213,000 views. So they got literally double the views in a video that cost them nothing to produce, right? Nothing. Here, driverless trucks could be soon headed to California highways, right? This came out about 3 months ago. Now, you think about what this will do. This isn't gonna come tomorrow, but 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. You're already seeing the Waymos in San Francisco and Austin. But imagine as this begins to roll out and you have Pizza Hut and Domino's, they're going to be delivering pizzas via drone and being via autonomous vehicles in the future. Like, this is for sure going to happen. It's just a matter of, you know, is it going to be 2 years or is it going to be 5 years? And, you know, they're talking about 10 driverless trucks running now. Target's long-haul driverless launch, 2026, came out 9 hours ago. Fortune magazine, they came out and they said the top 10 least affected occupations by generative AI, right? And then they have these lists here. And they said the top 40 most affected occupations by generative AI: interpreters and translators, historians, passenger attendants, sales reps of services, writers and authors, customer service representatives, CNC tool programmers, telephone operators, ticket agents, broadcast announcers, brokerage clerks, farm and home management educators, telemarketers, concierge, political scientists, news analysts, reporters, journalists, mathematicians, technical writers. And it continues to go on: editors, business teachers, post-secondary, public relations specialists. So as all this, even web developers, management analytics, geographers, models, as all of this begins to kind of unroll and unravel in the next couple of years, think about what this is going to do to the overall economy, to standards of living, to what people will adapt to from a lifestyle perspective. We're going to see a lot of people moving, a lot of people changing habits because they're not going to have a choice. I mean, Elon Musk came out just the other day saying that he predicts AI-powered humanoid robots such as Tesla's Optimus is going to be able to outperform the world's best surgeons within 3 years. Right? I'm not saying that's going to happen, but you're seeing this shift unfolding. We're moving in that direction for massive change. You know, Bernie Sanders, for example, came out saying Amazon said it's going to replace 600,000 workers with robots. Other companies are moving in the same direction: how working families feed their kids, pay their bills. We've got to fight back. Right? 2.8 million views. Now, it was already reported, you know, 6-7 months ago on this channel that they were replacing, I believe at that time it was 700,000 with robots, and this is another round. Like, they're going to continue moving and turning these factories to where they're fully autonomous. There'll probably be a handful of people running a major 50,000 square foot factory, and everything else will be done, you know, from a screen by a few people just overlooking everything. Here, New York Post talking about, you know, Amazon replaced over 500,000 jobs. Now, you just start to kind of break this down and ask yourself, what is this going to mean for cities? Because if jobs fade away and tax revenue starts to go down, cities are going to have to adopt and change to where they can position themselves for the influx of likely crime, right? People get desperate because they lose their job. They still need to provide for themselves, their families. Right? You're going to start seeing crime pick up. You're going to start seeing things that you wouldn't see in an overall healthy economy. And so as that begins to happen, you're going to start to see, in my opinion, you're going to start to see things like this. Police departments are increasingly using drone as first responders, technology to augment and partially replace in-person officer responses. I think we're going to start seeing more drones and more surveillance. I think all of that is going to be pretty common. And I think it's going to be the biggest opportunity. I always like to see the positive in everything. I think it's going to be the biggest opportunity for entrepreneurs and business owners, and, you know, people that are motivated to look at things clearly. The government's going to have no choice, I believe, than to print more and more and more money. They're going to inflate away their debt. As they inflate away their debt, it's going to erode savings. But if you're investing in hard, real assets, you're going to position yourself, because if you're buying assets, for example, for a third of the cost to replace it, or 50% of the cost to replace it, and you're going to rent out these properties, you know, ideally in affordable markets, or you're going to start seeing more and more and more demand for that inventory, you're going to have a hedge against inflation, and you're going to have steady income coming in. I think we're going to start seeing a really big push for government subsidized housing, Section 8. I think we're going to see more food stamps. We're going to see more and more and more social services unfold. There's just no way that doesn't happen. Because if it didn't, people would lose faith in the system, and then the government would lose control, right? They're going to want to step in and say, we're going to save you, we're going to help you, and we're going to send you checks. We're going to send you money. Just in, U.S. hiring rate hits recession levels, 3.3 matching 2020. And this is the direction that I think we're already in. 7.2 million views. Americans may soon be able to use Klarna Buy Now Pay Later option to pay rent. So paying rent on installment plans, right? On installment plans. When they say, you know, that people are going to be renting everything, it's going to be moving in this direction, because if you look at what happened in 2021 and 2022, everyone was buying cars, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, record low interest rates. So almost anyone could qualify. They bought a car, they bought a house, they loaded up in debt because they thought, hey, we're going back to normal. Inflation's gonna be brutal. I might as well buy these assets. And now it's gonna come down to being able to pay for these assets. And I think we're gonna see a lot of people walking away that, you know, they lose their job, they're unable to pay those debt commitments. And people are going to be downsizing, and they're going to be moving into buy now, pay later options, and it's going to become more of a renter society. But wealth is never lost, simply transferred from one group to another. So if you're motivated, you're an entrepreneur, you're really focused on the clear picture, the next couple of years will be the easiest to grow wealth. It'll be easier than any other time in history. What do you think about this entire situation? Let's have a conversation about this below, and I'll catch you next video.